Hi, my name is Brandy.
My name is Dan.
My son's name is Leo. Leo was diagnosed with pontocerebellar hypoplasia.
I feel by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself.
Pontocerebellum hypoplasia is an extremely rare genetic disorder that impacts the development of the brain.
We had some discussions at the community hospital that Leo would never be able to breathe on his own. And they started to have a discussion with us about, do we want to remove care?
And we made the decision that we needed to come to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
So, before you go, was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you were the storm to weather.
We had a lot of decisions to make about Leo's life.
At that point, I knew that I did not want him to be in discomfort. I wanted him to be free.
So after deep, deep prayer, thought, and consideration, with Leo's quality of life being our guiding star, we decided that we would make the incredibly difficult decision to remove care.
Before you go.
I wanted him to not be in pain because I knew he would always be with me.
It was never the right time. Whenever you're cold, went little by little until there was nothing at all.
We got to the day when we had to remove care.
Leo was about 18 days old, and my husband and I were at his bedside.
And our family was around, and we began the process of removing his breathing support. And we were waiting around with our close family and friends, and minutes turned into hours, and hours turned into a few days.
His breathing improved, and he was able to breathe on his own.
So, before you go.
Leo has a number of medical complications. He's small, he's tube-fed, he has limited hearing and no vision. It's an incredibly difficult situation to have a child who you know is eventually going to die, but you have no idea when.
We never thought we would actually be here 2.5 years later. We really thought we only had days with him. Leo is a fighter, so we only hope and wish that he keeps fighting for us as long as he can.
So,
in your faith journey, you have grandiose notion of miracles. Leo smiling is a miracle. Leo being here for 2.5 years is an absolute miracle. And our kids' ability to protect him and help him and love him is a miracle. That Leo can help other people, and he's brought us into the journey to try to use his story to help other people, and that's a miracle.
Was there something I could have said to make your heart beat better? If only I'd have known you were the storm to weather.
Johns Hopkins Children's Center is a lifeline. Right now, we've realized that with life, you can't plan.
He's helped a lot of people see life differently. He's helped us see life differently. He's giving us incredible gifts that will stay with us and will stay with our children.
And we do cherish every day because we don't know when the last day may be.
Before you go.